Hey, what's going on, everybody? Vocal Brain back again with yet another episode for your daily dose of wisdom, mental health, whatever you want to call it, however it best suits you. I'm just giving you some of my advice. All right, so here we go. I know usually I don't like to take too long on some of these. The lengthier episodes, I have a lot more things in it, so y'all feel free to check those out. Follow me on Twitter. Vocal Brain Pod, that's at Vocal Brain Pod. I do have a website currently in construction, currently building, so be prepared for that to drop. I'll definitely mention it here. But in the meantime, vocalbrain.medium.com, again, vocalbrain.medium.com. And those of y'all who I came here through my articles, my blog posts that's on Medium, then welcome, because I definitely directed you here so you can listen a little bit more in detail as to what I was talking about. So this episode, I want to briefly talk about parenting. Right now, parenting, some of this I'm stemming from a previous blog post that I had did. And now this one in particular, I kind of want to go a bit further into detail, because the first one I had did, my previous episode, was bringing a child into a new marriage. But I want to have some more detail outside of just that, because maybe you might be new to it, and there might be some things, me, myself being a parent, advice of things that I've learned is you want to make sure, you fathers, you want to make sure that you have a disciplined and very sturdy mindset in regards to your child. Now, that's not saying not to be loving. You want to be loving, but you don't want to early on in the ages of your child or your children, you don't want to show any kind of partiality. Most people understand that children pick up on things very easy. Their brains are like sponges. You don't want to give that sense of partiality in the child, because children do sniff out weaknesses in the parents. As crazy as it might sound to some, even for you mothers, as crazy as it might sound to some, they do. Think about it. Those of you who have children, I'm going to say it like this. If you don't, then just listen to it. And then as you do have it, you might think back upon this for, for reference. But those of you who do, just check this out. You might have a child, and when they were young, I don't know how old your children are. But when you do something, or matter of fact, when they do something, they kind of look back like they want to grab a toy you took away from them because they're not supposed to play with it. They may have made a mess after you just cleaned up. And then they want to go right back and go grab the toy or something else to make another mess. Before they grab it, you ever notice how they look right back at you before they do something, or whenever they're about to touch something, do something that's crazy? They know it's crazy. They look back at you to validate whether or not they can or can't do it. Or if they do it, they hurry up and kind of scurry along if they get caught. So they get a little scared to kind of look at you like they didn't do nothing, about ready to lie or whatever the case is, you know. My daughter, she does that a lot. And you want to make sure, again, I'm going to bounce right back to the fathers. You want to make sure you're not partial with it. Nothing wrong with a butt whooping. Some people are against it, but I'm going to tell you, me being a Bible believer, the Bible does say not to spare the rod against your child. It's better that you do it now than for them to grow up and then they be real headstrong. You can't tell them anything once they get to a certain age. It's better that you get them while they're young. You train them while they're young. And then as they get older, there's a lot more respect that comes towards the parents. And your mothers back the dad up, back the fathers up, and vice versa. Y'all need to have a unified front inside of the household when it comes to the child. Primarily because, again, the child can sniff it out. Here's something else that can usually happen. Usually, a child likes to, let's say they get in trouble by the mom. The mom probably pop the child or whip the child or whatever the case is. Maybe say, go, you know, time out or whatever. I don't know. However y'all decide to discipline the child. Let's say the child doesn't like it, boy or girl. He or she would then run to the opposite parent that didn't do anything, right? Like, let's say, again, like I said, the mom, she had popped her, or him. He or she will run right to the dad. Because primarily it wants to find some way out. So that way it feels like, that way the child doesn't feel like it's everybody's against him or her. That's what it is. And let's say it's vice versa. The dad did it, which a lot of times it usually is the dad that does a lot of the whippings, right? He does it. child runs right to the mom. It's not for any one of you to coddle the child. It's not for any one of you to coddle the child, but instead, it's more or less meant for you, or meant for that to be a lesson for the child to be like, okay, both of them agree that what I am doing is off, what I'm doing is wrong. Because sometimes fights like that can happen inside of the house, right? You want to dodge any occurrence, any situation that can start a disagreement between both of you in the house, primarily because the child can see, all right, I know I can win with mommy more than I can with daddy, or I know I can win with daddy more than I can with mommy. You want to make sure that you guys are unified and separate yourselves. If y'all do need to discuss, separate yourselves away from the child. Maybe the child need to be asleep, save it for a later time, whatever the case is, but you don't need to be doing that in front of the child. So these are some basic things that a lot of, again, things that I've learned, things that I've picked up from people who give me counsel, people who talk to me about certain of these things, because I don't got it all together, but the things that I do learn, I definitely want to share it with you all. So you need to make sure that you guys have a unified front in regards to that. Okay. Now, those of y'all who actually have children that are a little older, right? Now, this, what I'm about to say, comes from what others tell, what married folk that I talk to a lot tell me. Let's say they're in their teens or whatever the case is. You actually did what I've mentioned before, right? You trained them up, you made sure they were respectful, but as they start to get older, they start to get a little set in their ways, you know, the puberty start to hit the boy and the girl and whatever the case is. Now they start to get a little bit more headstrong, right? Let's say, for example, that's the case. You want to have, while still showing authority, both male or female, you still want to have a conversation with your teenage son or daughter, getting close to being an adult son or daughter. You want to make it feel as though that they have a way to make conversation with you. If they feel like that they're out of their way to communicate is with someone who automatically sides with them all the time, it's a losing battle for you. Only because you want to make sure that your child can feel like they can open up to you. If they don't feel like they can open up to you, then automatically what that's going to do is, in turn, it's going to cause a lot of disrespect, a lot of hatred, a lot of problems inside of your own house, started from the child. And then after a while, later on down the line, you're going to wind up having an even bigger problem as they just get older. Then there's going to be separation. Then you're going to be wondering, once they move out, what is it that you did wrong, this, that, and the third? When it couldn't have been anything like that. It just, well, maybe it could have, but really you just want to make sure the avenue is open, that they can talk while still showing authority over them, because you are the parent. You're not their friend, both male and female. Your child is not your friend. Your child is your child, and they need to understand that also, you know. So again, that's just a little bit of sense I want to give on to that. Definitely going to have a lot more articles, a lot more blog posts, a lot more postings in regards to this this topic here, because it's a very hefty topic in regards to parenting. So definitely be on the lookout for more of that. This is already the second episode, and there's more to come because I have more details I want to get into it with. And I could spend more time on this podcast with this topic in particular. But I want to share the love with the blog post also, because the blog does have a lot more detail in the writing. It's just certain things that I couldn't get out in writing based off of, you know, my little slang, how I like to talk. I'd rather voice it. So that being said, hey, appreciate y'all for actually tuning in and listening to this episode. I like to keep it nice, short, and sweet so that way I can keep your attention at least as long as possible. Y'all go ahead again, follow me on Twitter, Vocal Brain Pod. Follow my Medium account, vocalbrain.medium.com. That's my blog post for those of you who I came here from there. I'm on Spotify as well. I'm on Amazon. So, hey, y'all stay tuned for the next episode that's going to drop. Excuse my language there. Y'all stay tuned for the next episode that's going to drop, and I'll see you soon.